With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The United States is sinking deeper into debt. For the first time ever, the government's national debt has topped $34 trillion at national debt clock continues to spin. Donald Trump is appealing a ruling by Maine's Secretary of State, barring him from the state's primary ballot.
As promised, the former president's legal team appealed the ruling to the Maine Supreme Court. Trump's appeal argues that the Secretary of State, who is a Democrat, abused her discretion and relied on untrustworthy evidence. His attorneys wrote that the secretary should have recused herself due to her bias against Trump. But Shenna Bellows, who used the Constitution's insurrection clause, said she has confidence in her decision and in the rule of law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
So at SRNnews.com, new legal woes for Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, coming in the form of an updated federal indictment.
The latest version of the indictment says Senator Menendez introduced a member of the Qatari royal family and principal in a company with ties to the government of Qatar to a New Jersey businessman. The indictment said the Qatari investor then negotiated a multi-million dollar investment in a real estate project planned by Fred Davies, one of three businessmen charged in the indictment, along with the senator and his wife. Prosecutors say the senator and his wife were enriched with cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. The lawmaker's lawyer says Menendez acted appropriately, and the revised indictment is merely pretrial poison. I'm Norman Hall.
Claudine Gay has resigned as Harvard University's president amid plagiarism allegations and controversy over on-campus anti-Semitism. But Gay remains on the Harvard faculty and will continue earning close to $1 million a year. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 96 points. NASDAQ futures off 75 points. This is SRN News. A U.S. military leader says inclusion is a national security imperative.
Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram is a man living as a woman, and he made his comments at the Most Powerful Women's Summit sponsored by Fortune magazine. In fact, Fram is the highest-ranking transgender service member in the history of the U.S. military, and he reflects the Biden administration's determination to promote the LGBT agenda in every federal agency. Some critics say social engineering is not a national security imperative. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion expected to be a key issue in many of this year's elections for state Supreme Court seats. There will be 80 of them in 33 states. With the abortion debate shifted to states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, state Supreme Court races have emerged as some of the most hotly contested and costliest races on the ballot. Heated court races in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in 2023 handed victories to Democrats. This is SRN News. The Senate will continue examining the perils of social media in 2024.
A number of Senate committees will no doubt be looking more closely at the impact social media has on teens and children, but its impact on broader society is also of concern, especially with a national election right around the corner. Leftist Democrat John Fetterman is the most recent to speak out about the ill effects of social media in his own life. He told CBS News over the weekend, checking his social media worsened his mental health after he was elected and after he was temporarily hospitalized with clinical depression last year. Bob Agner reporting.
It's back to work today for California legislators, and finances are high on the lawmakers' to-do list. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office says California will likely run a $68 billion budget shortfall. Democrat Governor Newsom has a week to reveal his plan to cover that deficit. More details, SRNnews.com.